This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Started.
May the 5th be with you, or the 6th. Why not? Man, may the 3rd be with you, may the 4th be with you, may the 5th be with you, may the 6th, you got the dreams. This is Star Wars week. I guess we should celebrate that along with Cinco de Mayo and what is the, what's Spanish for 7? Sep is 7. What's 6?
Siete Cinco. Is 7.
Siente. Okay.
That's siete.
Good. Siete. Happy siete. Happy days are here again. I was looking, you know, we all read a lot. We all expose ourselves to lots of thoughts and experiences and events. That's what makes the programs like this interesting, to hear what's going on and a take on what's going on. I don't suggest you get all your news, but we do talk about what's in the news, but we don't suggest that everything that's going on in the world is going to be the subject of our discussion. But one of the things that I saw in looking through some papers and documents, and I was particularly interested in one subject, was a description of this program that I thought, as I am proud of the ladies for winning the Gracie Award, I think about what it is that people ask me all the time, well, what do you do? And so I think what is best, perhaps in description of what goes on here, is a focus on two or more viewpoints. When we have various viewpoints that are basically pitted against each other, if you think about the final analysis, the thing that strikes people more, people perhaps, what strikes you maybe the most is not who is right or wrong, who comes across more strong or weaker, who's wiser or who's more foolish, but who went to the greater length to consider the other person's perspective. I think that's always in good discussion, understanding where people are. I think that's what we're missing in our society today, an understanding, even if you don't agree. God knows we don't agree on a lot of different things, but I think that this is one of the most universal ways of looking at things, understanding another person's point of view, even if you think they're wrong. You don't have to agree, but understanding what he or she is telling you is kind of the key to, I think, fixing a lot of the stuff that is bothering many of us. And I don't know whether that becomes part of understanding what is meant through nuance in various languages. You know, do we always translate into English from Russian, for example, or any language, from Chinese, from any language? Do we always get the complete nuance? In my mind, the answer is no to that. It sort of reminds me of what's on a flat screen. How do you get the nuance of what somebody's really thinking from looking at a bunch of words that are typed onto a screen? There's no emotion there. There's no nuance. It's just words. And more often than not, I found this to be the case anyway, people misunderstand what you're trying to say. So if you're not a really good communicator or a really good writer, people get pissed off at you.
You can even be the best writer possible, but you can't control how the reader interprets things.
Yeah, right. That's it. And so that's kind of what you need to understand, is that everybody's got a different experience. And I understand the Russians who like Putin, because that's what they know. They know Putin. They don't know anything about it. They know Putin. And so the rest of us can look at Putin and see what the horrors are of all of this. And then, you know, okay, there are people over there. We don't understand. Why are they supporting him? Because that's what they know. That's all they know. I thought it was interesting that the European Commission has proposed a plan to phase out Russian oil imports. The more I see of this, the more I find hypocrisy afloat here. We see every day, oh, they stopped buying oil. No, they didn't. Oh, they're not going to get any more imports. Well, they've already spent $66 billion buying oil from the Russians this year. So now the latest
is a good start, though, right? I mean, they're heading in the right direction where they weren't willing to do that before. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, okay, what we're seeing, what Putin's doing is too much. We can't look away anymore, essentially, is what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, they should have been thinking that, in my mind. I don't like shoulda, woulda, couldas, but at any rate, it would seem to me that anybody who's got any humanity in him or her at all would look at this and think, this guy deserves the ultimate penalty, the ultimate end. And it should be painful and horrible. And with all the stuff,
yeah, and unfortunately, so far, all the sanctions haven't really hit Putin directly. You know, they're hitting the oligarchs, they're hitting the Russian economy, they're hitting everyone around him. But first, you know, he has not really been directly affected yet.
Well, anyway, the announcement, there's oil in this discussion, but there's no gas. So what happens? Where didn't the Russians cut off natural gas to Poland and Bulgaria last week?
They did.
Yeah, and then there are other countries. They don't want
Poland
to pay in rubles, right?
Right, and so that's where the sanctions are actually working. I mean, sanctions are working on a lot of different levels, but this one definitely hit. This was the closest one, I think, that hit Putin. Mm-hmm. Once Poland and Bulgaria said that we're not going to pay in rubles, that was the stipulation. Like India and China they've been paying for natural gas in rubles because Russia has been cut off from all of the SWIFT banking system. So they can't accept payment in anything that isn't, they can't even take a credit card. So they can only accept rubles. And so for Poland and Bulgaria to say, you know, sorry, we're not paying you in rubles. And also, Russia wanted a payment up front before they even received the gas. So both Poland and Bulgaria was like, no, we're not falling for that. So, look, is it late?
Did they say it just like that, Victoria? We're not falling for that.
We're not falling for that. But, I mean, yes, is this late? Of course. I mean, the U.S., we did this right away. Now, it was a lot easier for us because we only had 3% of our supplies coming from Russia. So that was easy for the U.S. to cut it off. We're looking at 60%. For most of the EU. So it's going to take a vote. They all have to, you know, get together on this. Hungary and Slovakia apparently said that they have objections to this. They said they needed more time and money to upgrade their infrastructure. So we'll see where it all ends up. But look, it's going to ban oil imports after 6 months, refined petroleum products by the end of the year. It doesn't mention Russian gas, which is still an issue because these countries need to figure out where else they can get natural gas from.
Well, where else can they get? Now, it's gotta be, every time somebody drills in some place, there's always gas. Under the surface, there's gas.
Well, that's why Germany wanted this that Nord Stream pipeline. That was because Germany needed the natural gas. Now, that pipeline never got going. It got shut down before it ever really started. There was nothing flowing through it, basically. But that's why Germany wanted it so badly. And even though Biden was against it, Germany was one of our best allies, and they begged us not to put sanctions on it. So I know a lot of people love to blame Biden for that. He was not in favor of it. But, you know, when your allies come to you and say, this is 40% of our gas, okay, we're not going to shut down all of Germany. So it's a mess. Everyone's way too intertwined with Russia, the same way American commerce is way too involved with China.
Yep.
This is the kind of stuff that's coming to the surface now.
Greed and cheap and all the things that motivate us to do some of the stuff in short-term thinking.
Right, but it's long-term in the sense that these are decades of systems in place, and it's just not going to be an easy thing to switch off overnight.
So now the other side of the coin with the Russians is the rift between the Russians and the Israelis. This whole business about Adolf Hitler was a Jew has
but how has really stupid is Russia? Israel has really, and I have not been happy with Israel throughout this whole Ukraine invasion because they have really stayed out of it. And then they're like, okay, fine, we'll send some helmets. And that's literally all they've sent. Mm-hmm. So now they're kind of on board because now they're seeing where all this Nazi stuff is coming from. The Russian, the Russian foreign minister is the one who said that President Zelensky, well, he's saying that he can justify calling President Zelensky a Nazi because Adolf Hitler also had Jewish blood.
Was a Jew, right.
Which,
well,
I mean,
now,
as
did
you
he
can
have
imagine,
Jewish blood, or did he wasn't a Jew, but did he have Jewish blood? I've heard that before. This is not the first time I've heard that. It's clarifying whether he had somewhere, like I have Portuguese blood in my system because my grandmother's grandfather was Portuguese. So, I mean, somewhere in the flow of things, we all probably have a little of everything in us, if you're to be accurate. So, can you find Jewish blood in Hitler? I'll bet you can. I'll bet that's accurate, frankly.
Well, I don't know. But that's to justify calling Zelensky a Nazi, that was their rationale. Yeah. And so obviously President Herzog from Israel was extra annoyed with all this. And so this is now they've got a real issue between Russia and Israel. There are a lot of tensions there. Plus, in Moscow, of course, they've got a Hamas delegation arriving today to meet. It's a surprise visit to
Russia.
Right. Russia's really making sure that they thoroughly piss off Israel. There's no stone unturned.
All right. So let's see. This is all intertwined. Everything going on, many of the things are wrapped around the psychology of war and what's going on with the Russians and how they're interacting, the monetary problems that we're having in our country. That was interesting that the Federal Reserve meeting this week at a news conference, they were talking about who's responsible for the inflation problem. And everybody who knows, we all know inflation is going bananas because of the cost of oil and the cost of gas, that sort of thing, and energy. But now the Fed says inflation is too high and they want to bring it down. So they were asked questions by reporters about what other branches of government could do to fight inflation. The Fed director said, Jerome Powell said, that it was our problem to solve. Well, did you create the problem? I don't know. There are some people who argue that you didn't put the interest rates up high enough, fast enough, so that might have been a problem. It's hard to look in the rearview mirror and come up with anything. I think it's a waste of time. I always think, what's the problem? How did you get here? What's the difference? Fix the problem. Blaming somebody doesn't fix the problem. I mean, I'm happy to blame the Russians and the Chinese, too, directly or indirectly, for most of the problems. But then we've created, because of our relationship, for mostly economic reasons, the relationship with Russia and China, more than China, as we don't really get much from the Russians except, you know, a lot of bad vodka. So under the circumstances, the Russians weren't the bad guys, but the Chinese were. And so now we have them all working together, and what do we do about it? It's the inflation problem maybe is theirs in part, but it really goes back to the Chinese, in my mind anyway, 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Who's buying the land? If it's being sold because families don't want to keep farming or because the government requires that you pay taxes, whatever the reason. So who are the buyers?
Iowa has stepped forward and has laws relating to foreign ownership of farm ground. It is very, very difficult to buy a farm in Iowa if you are not a citizen of the United States.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner to observe, to understand, to tweet about other things in social media. We're always on the trending curve, but here's one story about Kim Cattrall that I look at it and I think to myself, huh? But maybe you can explain what her latest statements are all about. Why did she quit Sex and the City?
Well, so when it came to her, she's not part of And Just Like That. She was actually saying that when she originally said, no, I'm not doing the series, I'm not doing anything with this anymore, it was with the Sex and the City, the third movie that never ended up happening. And mm-hmm. that was when she originally walked away, and she didn't like the storylines that Samantha was getting. It seemed like everybody, all the other characters were growing, and she was just kind of stuck in the same. And there's going to be a big storyline in the third film where Brady, the then 14-year-old son of Miranda Hobbs, was going to send her an unwanted picture of a sexual nature. And that was when she was just
Kim Cattrall?
Well, yes, Samantha Jones, her character.
A junk picture.
Yes, and an unwanted picture.
Yeah, I don't blame Kim Cattrall. If that's the best they can come up with, like, right. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and so she was like, no, this is so ridiculous, I'm done. And she was even saying, why can't Samantha, who owns her own PR company, maybe she has to sell it because of financial woes. 2008 was tough. Some people are still recovering. Maybe she's one of them. Maybe she had to sell her company to a guy in a hoodie or something.
Right.
Like, let's go with
much,
one of those storylines. Let's do something different. They wouldn't want to do it. Well, and here's something that's kind of fascinating, too. She never actually said no to the And Just Like That series because she was never asked. She learned that she wouldn't be a part of it, just like all of the fans learned on social media and online and everything.
Pretty cheap.
But,
well,
if they had asked her, she
already
said if
said
they,
no.
Yeah, she was very, yeah. She had said no, she's done with all of it for like the during the third
They
movie.
Didn't bother and, asking her.
Yes,
I
and she had said that.
On that one.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And she had said, had they asked her, her answer still would have been the same. So she wasn't upset that she wasn't asked because she was still going to say no. But she was just kind of stating that she wasn't asked. And then she also touched on the friendships or non-friendships between the four actors who played the main characters. And she had said that they weren't friends. They were colleagues. It was a professional nature.
They were not really real friends.
Well, no, the other three are very close friends. And I think she's older than the rest of them. She was always bitter that she came in and was the most popular character. She won, she won an Emmy. They all won Emmys. But she was always kind of bitter that she never was paid equally. And she really wanted all four women to be paid equally.
Yeah.
But Sarah Jessica
Parker...
would be like
not paying all the friends the same amount of money. I understand that.
Well, and her beef has really been about that the whole time. She said, look, I understand when we started the series, Sarah Jessica Parker was a bona fide movie star. She was the biggest star. It was her vehicle.
It was about her. And
she's also executive producer. And so when you're executive producer, you get paid more.
Money.
That's just how the scale goes.
Okay, but that's all right. But what about the other three? The other two ought to be the three other characters should have been paid the same.
Well, but and like you had mentioned with friends, a lot of the times the actors will all band together and fight for each other to have the same kind of payment. They did the same thing on The Big Bang Theory, where they all got together like, no, everybody gets paid the exact same. They just didn't do this on the Sex and the City show or the And Just Like That series.
Well now all three women
on the And Just Like That. They do get paid the same now, don't they?
Yeah, they all got $10 million for the series.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
All right, that's not a bad way to start the day. Here's a check for $10 million. You've won the prize.
Mm-hmm.
28 after the hour. This is the prize-laden DJV program. Get your prize yet?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With inflation devastating our wallets, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is making decisions to help combat the reason everything is so expensive. With its highest hit in over 20 years, the Fed's plan to charge banks an additional 0.5 percentage point higher in interest.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing. And we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
Firefighters slowed the advance of the largest wildfire in the United States as heavy winds led up Wednesday near Las Vegas, New Mexico. President Biden approved a disaster declaration that brings new financial resources to remote stretches of the area devastated by fire since early April. Four games in the USFL Football League this weekend, starting Friday evening. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina on Newsmax, said Roe versus Wade has divided America, so making it a state decision is the right thing to do.
Well, since the day it was decided, it's divided America. Yeah. Before 1973, every state decided what they would like to do with defining when life begins and abortion rights. That was the law of the land before 1973. The Supreme Court created a legal fiction called substantive due process to create a constitutional right that's not in the Constitution, to deny every state elected official the ability to comment on life when it begins and how you can terminate it. And if the court sets aside Roe v. Wade, it will return America to the position it was in 1973, where elected officials in each of the 50 states can decide the issues regarding life. Yeah. Roe v. Wade was a constitutional overstep. I hope the court will roll it back.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito canceled an appearance at a judicial conference due to begin today. A draft decision Alito wrote indicating that the Supreme Court would overturn Roe v. Wade was probably why the cancellation was announced. Chief Justice John Roberts later confirmed the authenticity of the document and opened an investigation into the leak. It seems they have narrowed it down to 12 people it could be that gave the document illegally to media outlet Politico. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the ever entertaining, let's hope that's a good description, of what's going on inside of radio, inside the world, inside your head. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer back on the morrow. I thought it was interesting looking around at people. This program is about people and places and things and events. So Natalie Portman has founded a women's soccer team. Do you know that? She has formed the Los Angeles Angel City Football Club. And they're now playing in the National Women's Soccer League. She has some of her friends who are helping her. I don't know. Serena Williams is involved in it. Billie Jean King. Mia Hamm. Somehow related to John, I think. Anyway,
no, Mia Hamm is a very well-known soccer star, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Probably the most famous female soccer, U.S. soccer player
so
of
there,
all time.
Yeah, I just got punched in the gut, folks. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Well, because everyone who has the same last name, you think everyone's related.
That's everybody is related, as we've proven before in the genome study. However, back to the Natalie Portman Los Angeles Angels City Football Club. They thought it would be kind of cool to have a group of women own a professional sports team. I don't think that's ever been done before, has it? I don't think there's any women own. So. I know there are women who have.
Well, I mean, there
Ray
are
Kroc's
female owners.
Football team. Yeah.
There are female owners, sure, but not entirely. I don't think so. No, but that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Okay. Do you know who Alexa Sobsy is? Alexa Sobsey.
No.
How many people know who this lady is? I bet nobody else knows but me.
No.
Mm-hmm. She has been named the best grocery bagger in the United States.
Woo, apparently, and a woman.
Yeah. There was apparently a $10,000 championship bagger contest. and she won it. She's 20 years old. She's from West Sacramento, California. She says her path to success, working at the Nugget back in 2018, was competing in an in-store bagging competition there. Apparently, the manager of this is an independently owned store, and he encouraged his people. Some of the big chains, they don't have bags anymore. How many of us go through the line, and we have to bag our own groceries? That, to me, is...
I bag all the time, unless you do self-checkout.
Yeah.
I prefer like it. I always do self-checkout, because I am very good at bagging groceries, so I don't like it. Because everybody else, especially with plastic bags, which actually, that just, in New Jersey, where I am, there are no more plastic bags in any store.
When I see that, it annoys the hell out of me. I don't want to shop at a store that has plastic bags. Anyway, go ahead, excuse me.
So, I mean, you can still get paper bags, but, but they've ended the plastic bags now, which I think is great, because they're just a menace. But I prefer bagging my own because everybody always is so, like, they put, like, two things in and then they start a new bag. I'm like, I don't need 90 bags when I can fit everything into two. So, I don't know. I don't know that. I'm happy for this lady. She's probably really good and she should teach, like, a YouTube course.
Yeah.
Well, right. And have you seen some of these videos? It is impressive how fast they are. Or the pizza box folding and flipping or whatever videos. It really is kind of impressive.
There's a new, the Target stores now have new Band-Aids, and they are made in different shades for different skin colors. Do you see that? Band-Aids not just for white people, Band-Aids for black people, Band-Aids for people who have different colored skin. That's an interesting thing,
sure.
Recognizing. It's kind of a teachable moment, actually, and very subtle. I want to go back to something we were talking about, if I may, ladies, in the last half hour about the responsibility for inflation. There was something that was said that I don't think we paid enough attention to with regard to the Federal Reserve statement about inflation, where it's coming from. The final statement that came from Jerome Powell, quote, "Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it's causing. We're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability." How do you do that while we're having a war in Ukraine? That would be my question to him. I don't know if anybody asked that.
It's not easy, right.
No. It would be very difficult. And it's a delicate balance. I wouldn't want to be trying to figure that out, would you?
But I'm also kind of impressed that how often do you, I mean, I couldn't think of another example, really, but how often does the head of arguably one of the most powerful agencies in the country, how often do you hear someone say, nope, this is actually on us, like, this is our responsibility, we're going to take the blame for this, and we're going to be the ones to fix it? I gave him a lot of respect when I heard him say that. Everybody just passes the buck off. Well, it's not this agency that's the problem. You've got to talk to the people down the hall, right? I mean, that's how government always works. They just kick it down the hallway. This is not the right desk. You need to go on the second floor. I mean, it's just crazy. And so I thought it was pretty impressive that he just stood there and said, nope, this is on us.
Yeah.
I hope they can fix it.
For those of you who use Intuit TurboTax, I think they're both, Intuit and TurboTax are the same thing, right?
Intuit
owns
the parent
TurboTax?
Company,
Okay, right. So they agreed this week to pay listen to this, $141 million to settle a claim from the attorneys generals in every state in America because they were screwing American people for tax services. Excuse me. Apparently, they had like 4 or 5 million Americans that were using the service regularly. And now, looking into what they were doing, because they deliberately steered customers away from what they're free, they had big ads, right? Free.
Well, no.
Get your tax done for free. I remember
No,
those
it
ads.
Was even worse. Right, but it was even worse than that. So when George W. Bush, when he was president, he started the Free Tax Act or some name similar to that. And essentially, and it was a good idea. And essentially, they got a contract with TurboTax and, you know, some of the other ones, H&R Block and some of the other big ones. And so essentially, it was a government contract so that when people wanted to file their taxes online, if you go in and you just have maybe like a W-2 or a 1099, something simple, and you want to go on to the IRS.gov, and if you want to file your taxes online, it pushed you to one of these contracts. Yeah. Now, the problem started once you get to the other pages, and this happened to me. You fill out all of your information. It's very straightforward, goes by really quickly. You get to the very end, and they go, oops, there's a problem. You're going to have to pay the premium. You're going to have to go. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I just spent all this time, and I just did all of my taxes, and now I have to start all over again. So people paid the price.
Okay. So here's another example of that sort of thing. How many people have seen, and Victoria and Jay are going to laugh at me because they always are telling me that I fall for the clickbait stuff. And I admit to seeing things sometimes that looks like a solution to a problem that I want to fix. You know, if you got a wart or if you got, you know, hair hanging out of your nose, whatever the problem is, this is a way to fix it. So would you like to fix the hair in your nose? Of course, I click right on that. And then there is this 15-minute diatribe before you ever get to the sales pitch. It is the dumbest way of selling that I've ever seen. And they're all falling for it. You go on and on and on and on and on and on and on, restating issues and problems without the solution. It drives me nuts. And this is the same sort of thing. They bring you in, they say they're going to fix this problem, and then at the end of the day, the problem, if you can stand waiting through all of the baloney that they feed you, then maybe you'll buy the product. And that is, I don't have the patience for it. And frankly, it turns me off from the product. And if I were doing it, I have my own tax guy, so I don't go down this street. But I know a lot of people who did. Yeah, this is going to be great. Free tag, let's do that. And so Intuit, they weren't even subtle about it. And so I'm surprised they didn't get fined more than $141 million. Actually, the way they screwed over...
Well, and the problem is I really hope that the money actually gets back to the people who didn't even need to pay because their taxes were not complicated. And so many families rely on their refunds. That's a source of income, in a sense, for them.
Right.
And to have to pay $200, sometimes $600, which is ridiculous. That's what they were charging some of these people. So I hope that the money goes back to the people who were really screwed over.
I wish I could get my taxes done for 10 times that even. That's not... Listen, you got to the way you run your life and your businesses you have, you got to plan. I think one of the things, speaking of that, I was going back to what Jerome Powell said for a minute, and financial health and well-being for all of us individually and collectively. There are a lot of people who just don't take the time. And I don't say this accusatorily. I just think you kind of have to wake up to what's important to you. I was looking at the various numbers. As you know, I do a program every week called The American Family Farmer, and it focuses on the life of people who live still in rural America who are on small family farms and who are dealing with the problems. We all have them, but the financial health and well-being of farmers is something that really needs to be scrutinized, because if we don't have healthy farm life and healthy farms, we got no food, and then we become dependent on other countries, and who needs that? We have been the breadbasket for the rest of the world for a long time, and now we're in danger of having that screwed up because most of the small family farmers especially are not solvent. They're not able to repay their debts, and I'm going to guess that goes for a lot of you who, you know, came through. We were talking about the PPP loans and the analysis. And I know that was one of the things that Bill Maher did on his program last week. I was talking about it with you ladies yesterday. The analysis of where the money actually went for the various programs, the $5.7 billion in aid during the pandemic, and where it all went. and how much of it was actually used and helped people versus how much of it was wasted. 40% of it by the government's own studies. 40% of it, like flushing it down the toilet to people. You know, I've used the example of the farmers, or they weren't farmers, but people who owned, some kind of a strange animal store in Cleveland or outside of Cleveland. They applied for $7 million. They jimmied up stuff and they got it. And they've now been caught, but, you know, they got $7 million. And how many times have you heard the story about people buying $300,000 cars with their money or whatever
and
else?
Jewelry and...
Yeah.
So the people
who needed it, like the farmers, didn't get it because it went to other people, basically screwing one American, screwing another. It's crude language, but that's what it was. One American doing well and getting ahead of
the expense. And what's really hard, too, is, you know, a lot of small retail businesses desperately needed that
Gonzo
money. And just could not get access to anything. And you know, look around at every little strip mall. How many little mom-and-pop stores are closed up now? They
Gonzo
just couldn't survive.
Right. The DJV download every day discussing what's going on. We have the podcast is basically an overview of what we've talked about, at least in encapsulated form. Recent conversations about Kim Kardashian's dress at the Met, Meg Ryan coming back to the movies, what we were talking about with regard to our support of the Ukrainians, Putin and his health battles, discussions on the DJV download. The Kardashians have been a very important part, haven't they, this week? I guess they all are. Sylvester Stallone is going to do a TV show. We talked about that. We certainly this week have talked a lot about Naomi Judd. So anyway, you want to keep up with what's going on here, it's djvshow.com. You get the day-long broadcast or the podcast as well.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get...
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
To Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who visits with us every week. It's questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, has extraordinary sense of medicine as a researcher, as somebody who's always looking at all of the journals of medicine. Some of the questions that he has come from that. Here's one. Is it true that calcium supplements may raise the risk for heart valve problems? I take calcium. Some people think that that's the calcium with vitamin D is a good combo, Ken. What about that?
Big publication in the BMJ, British Medical Journal, very important, well-established medical journal. British Medical Journal reports in April that calcium supplements, Doug, may raise the risk for heart valve problems. And if you go into the details of this study, they're warning everyone who takes any calcium to talk to your doctor and reconsider this. Because in this report, not only do they discover that people who are taking calcium with or without vitamin D, because as you were, you know, you go back 20 years, everybody was on some calcium when they were in the adults, especially women. It was being pushed on everywhere you went. Mm-hmm. And then things changed about 10 to 15 years ago when we said only do it with vitamin D because we noticed that it would calcify your arteries if you didn't take it with vitamin D. But this updated, very thorough, wide study now raises the strong concern that even taking calcium with vitamin D significantly raises the risk of damaging, especially your aortic valve, early calcification of the exit door of the heart makes it block for exiting of blood from the heart. Aortic stenosis, very significant problem, leading to early need for intervention, replacement of this valve. And only under strict orders from a doctor who understands the risks and benefit of taking calcium should you be taking it. Do not take calcium on your own. And again, this study pointed out that there's early death in general, all causes from taking calcium with or without vitamin D. So I think going forward, you have to talk to a doctor about the various needs for yourself of calcium versus the various risks of taking calcium.
Well, that's interesting. You and I, when we were going through the information that came as a result of the test that you did on me when I was down there last month, we looked at my heart and we looked at my thoracic cavity and didn't see anything. I take calcium every day with vitamin D. Now, should I stop?
Yes, because you know what your aortic valve looks like, though.
Yeah, I do. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And this may be where it's coming from.
Interesting. But there's no calcium deposit there. It just has made it a little bit bigger. So
there is some wear and tear calcium in it. There's no, what there isn't is obstruction. Your valve opens and closes normally.
Right.
But there is some wear and tear.
So what do I lose? What do people lose if they don't take? I think what we were always told as kids growing up, in order to keep your muscles and your bones strong, you needed calcium because that's where the bones and the muscles got their strength. So that's not the case, apparently. Or what, do we have to take something else to make sure our bones don't become old and weak as we age?
Well, another dogma may bite the dust. And again, the old saying that is just as wise as ever, eat a healthy diet, you're getting what you need. And this study reaffirms that. And you have to make this decision on an individual basis because there may be a few people listening who have other individualized, more severe issues that absolutely need calcium, and the risk of not taking calcium for that issue, another issue, outweighs the risk of taking calcium for all the other issues that we're talking about. So this is a very individualized decision. There's no one-size recommendation that fits all. Talk to your doctor. You have to, for yourself, know the risk of taking calcium versus the risk of not taking calcium. But I think the important news here is that even taking calcium with vitamin D can cause problems.
All right, so that's the word to me and to maybe many of you. Yeah, check. Always get your physical and find out what's going on all over your body. That's always
British Medical Journal this week.
My recommendation. All right, Dr. Ken here. Questions for Dr. Ken, 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.